Let's go! Ray Foley.
I love the show.
And Airtel, or Teletext, is to be shut down in Ireland next week. It was officially launched in 1987. Gave news updates, live sports scores, as well as TV and cinema listings. These people were asked for their memories of it.
So like 20 years ago, when you wanted to look for a holiday, you would go on and you'd look up Teletext deals.
Results are racist. Do you know what I mean? Horse races and stuff like that. I didn't even know it still existed, did I?
It's 3 minutes past two.
So I remember the going on trying to find the holidays thing, which was cool.
Yeah.
Apparently a big thing in the newsroom because they were all losers. I wasn't. They used to read the news as if they were newsreaders.
I did that. The whole text would be there and you'd be able to, you'd read it.
Read along.
So the text of the news bulletin would be up there on the, and you could read that out. Much like, did you ever do some read along with the news for the deaf as well, Ben? When you were kids?
No, I didn't.
I used to do that as well. Like reading it out as if you, a good evening, this is the news. And what was the second fella saying? It was for racists, is it?
Sure. No, racists.
So like 20 years ago, when you wanted to look for a holiday, you would go on and you'd look up Teletext deals.
Results are racist. Do you know what I mean? Horse racist, races and stuff like that. I didn't even know it still existed, did it?
The racists are all raging. They can't get it. All their up-to-date racism on Airtel. Hello, friends. Welcome on. Come on in. A bunch up there. Don't put your coat. Is that, madam, did you take your coat? Yeah, lift
the
your
seat
coat.
Is for bums.
The seats are for bums.
Not for coats.
Yeah, could you move your seat? Yeah, please. Just move down a little bit there, please. And see, now there's room for everyone. Boom, 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 boom. What have I got for you this afternoon? Have we done the whistling one? You know, we've discussed before that I can't whistle, yeah?
We know that, yeah.
There's a lot of nose on that whistle, isn't there?
It's too much air coming out, yeah. Oh, there you go.
This guy can't whistle either. Have a listen. They're doing a live performance of a big song.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
She can't keep it together. She's singing the song. She can't keep it together.
I love those videos where people are trying to sing along from sing a line from the song. Oh, so fun. So fun.
Today I don't feel like doing anything.
Okay, I'll see if I can do it, right?
Yeah.
Today I don't feel like... Right, okay. So I'm trying to get the tune, sorry. I didn't do too bad either. I thought you were going to say.
No.
I didn't think you were
going to. Fishing for praise there. I
thought you were going
to
say.
I won't. Don't ask me to do it now because I'm smiling and I won't be able to do it.
Okay, I'll genuinely try and do it.
Okay. Well.
Today I don't feel like doing it.
Here we go.
It's close.
Like, well, you're better than that guy.
Message at the tone,
'cause
today I swear I'm not doing anything.
Nothing at all.
JFM's
Cash Machine.
Now, I know what you're thinking. We should start with that song, but we won't because Chelsea Dagger's better. I think we can all agree.
Yeah.
There isn't a judge in the land that would go, yeah, it's really, you should have played Bruno Mars. Whatever. Is it Bruno Mars?
It is, yeah.
Oh, what's that other one? The Marion song, the wedding song.
Oof.
I think I Want to Marry
You.
And what's the other one? They're all the same. The other one, the
Grenade one.
No, Grenade is great. You shut your mouth about
Whoa.
Grenade.
Okay, really? Okay.
No, the three of them that I can't stand. I don't feel like doing anything. The wedding one and the millionaire or the billionaire. I want to be a billionaire. Shut up. I'll tell you what, you're not going to be a millionaire this afternoon, but we could certainly make you a thousandaire. We've got €90,763 in it. Bianchi. It's Abigail. She's up in Dublin with Sinead. FM, play the music you love. Beyonce, Break My Soul. Good afternoon, Ireland. It's Ray here. It's JP over there.
How are you?
Feeling really, really cool, really, really brilliant. How you doing? Yeah, great show yesterday. Fingers crossed we can do another one today.
You were great, Ray.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, babes. Love you. I'm worried about getting into Jamember territory with Teletext shutting down. Do you know they shut down CFAX? Teletext, by the way, to explain for pretty much everyone. Does anyone remember Teletext?
I remember it.
Yeah, I know. Anyone under the age of 50. Does anyone else remember it? 0874100.
I am comfortably under the age of 50.
Well, not that comfortable. He's getting less and less comfortable every day, lads. Yeah, Airtel is shutting down. RTE are shutting down Airtel. I suppose they can't afford it because nobody's paying their TV licence. They're giving all the money to Patrick Kilty to come fly over and back every Friday for the Late Late Show. But I'm not getting into that. He got the gig. He landed the job. And I'm fine with it. I'll wait my turn. I'll wait the next go around.
You're next in line, aren't
I'm
you?
Next in line, yeah. Guys. So they're shutting down Airtel. And I didn't even know it was still going. I thought it was a thing. I remember they used to run it through their website, so you could get Airtel on the RTE website. But I went on earlier to the RTE website to try and find the same service. And then when you do, like, they have all of the list of... Because the way Airtel works is news. Type in digits 101 on your remote control on the telly. Then it brings up the news pages. And then it's like top stories, I don't know, like the budget news. Type in 223. Then... And then the various stories would have a different number assigned to them. Whereas now if you go into the list of pages, it still says like news 101 and then you click on that and it just brings you through to the RTE news website. And then it's the same with everything, with whether it's the RTE or the radio listings, it brings you through to the RTE radio listings web page. It's not like it's an Airtel page anymore. So it seems to be already be mostly decommissioned as it is. They're just officially switching it off and it's not going to be there anymore. They closed CFAX, though, the BBC one, 11 years ago in 2012. Wow. Yeah, so that they even have one going in the RTE is bizarre.
And they used it for sports results and I think checking the TV listings. But that was, again, 25 years ago.
I remember when my grand... Do you remember? Guys, do you remember?
Nostalgia was great, wasn't it?
Do you remember?
Mm.
Oh, God.
Do you remember Yesterday's show? That was good.
Yesterday's show was a good show. Yeah. If we're doing, do you remember, teletexts... Do you remember Airtel?
I remember. I was good. Yesterday was good.
Yesterday was good, wasn't it? Was. Grania, wasn't yesterday's show good?
You were great, Ray.
Thanks. Leona's over there. 0874-100-102. Leona, do you remember?
Ray, did you ever play Bamboozled on the Teletext?
Yeah, oh my God, yes!
Such fun growing up.
Bamboozled. Do you remember?
I don't remember that at all.
Was it on Airtel or was it on Teletext? Was it on maybe Channel 4? Used to have it on their version of it. On the English one, basically, so the way teletext would work, this is to explain it for anyone that doesn't know what a Walkman is, lads. Okay, so bear with. You'd go to, okay, so in so Airtel was RTE or Ireland's version of teletext, or CFAX was the BBC's one, and I think teletext was it called teletext then on the independent channels in like UTV or Channel 4. In the UK. What you do is then you go to the whatever channel and then you'd hit the text to the teletext button on the remote control and then up would pop this. It was the internet before the internet. But what you'd have to do is you'd have to wait for the thing to come up. So it was like 8 pages of, for instance, sports results and you're only interested in one match, which might be on page 6 or 7. You'd have to sit there and wait like 20 seconds each page for eventually your page to come up so you could see the details, who scored in the game or whatever, you know, the details of the match. But you could find anything on it. Like, it was weather, it was sport, news, everything. But there was also a game called Bamboozle, where, as far as I remember, was it multiple choice?
Right.
So it was a quiz. Mm. I don't know, maybe 10 questions called Bamboozle. It'll be a fresh quiz every day.
People are saying Bamboozle was Channel 4.
There you go.
Right.
And then you put on Channel 4, hit the teletext button, and you could go through to Bamboozle and play this fresh quiz every day. And I think it was a multiple choice where they give you a number of options and then you press the colour. Do you know that the 4 colours on the bottom of your remote control?
I do, yeah.
The red, the
yellow, green and blue.
And then you press the button, I think, for whichever one you wanted to choose. And if you got 10 out of 10, I don't know, to take you through. I don't know how, I don't remember. I'm old. I've drank so much wine since I was 12. that I don't remember the exact details.
Carl says, guys, I wouldn't mind, but teletext only arrived in Cavan last year. It's
and
a
it's
loss.
It's gone and they just shut it down already. Yeah.
It is a loss.
I remember my granny got a remote, a telly. She, when she got a new telly, she had teletext. Oh my God. She got it. And all the
go on.
All the cousins would gather around. So we'd sit there in the dark in Granny's front room, pushing the teletext button and playing Bamboozle.
Huh? That's living. And were you single at the time, right?
I was going to say, I was 28. I was actually going to say, this is like the mid-90s, like Mario and Sonic had been, like Mortal Kombat had been invented at this stage. Like, but there was us, the best thing ever was Airtel. R.I.P. Airtel, right, this is Today FM. God, there was blessed for no what you waited. Ezra, blame it on me. Oh. Ray Foley. I just hit the wrong button there. I do apologise. Ray Foley. And I hit it again there. Ray Foley. Now I'm just taking the mickey, but I'm enjoying myself. Look at the word.
Can we blame it on you for what just happened, Ray? Right.
This is Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Be ashamed of yourself. That's a roll call. Ray's on show, JP.
On show.
Hey, lads. Damien on show for the best Tuesday show of your lives. That's a tall order. That's a big ask.
It's off to an indifferent start, kind of, isn't
it? It's soft launch day 321, though. Show 321, guys. Do you remember?
I can't do the thing with my fingers. No. Dusty bin.
Nobody remembers that reference. I mean, whatever about Airtel. Ain't nobody getting that. Is that Price is Right? Come on down.
Oh, no, it wasn't. And it wasn't blankety blank either. What was it?
321. I think it was Price is Right, is it?
It wasn't.
I think it was the Price is Right.
It wasn't Bulldog either. Says, no, you're wrong.
Sarah, 0874-100-102. Talk about Airtel.
Hi, Ray. Hi. Does nobody remember being able to catch up on the soaps every week? I remember I used to go on and look to see what was going to happen on the week ahead in Neighbours, Home and Away, Coronation Street. It was mad.
So you get all the spoilers for the soaps in the week ahead.
Some people don't like to be surprised.
But it's the soaps, like, it's not even real life. I mean, if they could do that for the news, it's like, here's what's going to happen this week in the news, just so you get no surprises. That'd be great. But for the soaps, I mean, it's not real. You might as well sit through it and see what happens, no?
Lots of people saying it was 3-2-1. And it, and
oh,
it
the
was,
show was called 3-2-1.
It was Bullseye. It definitely wasn't Bullseye.
What about Come On Down, The Price is Right? The Anon Show, lads. Give it up for Alison and Kira in the office, avoiding work at all costs. Now, they're my, that's my kind of co-workers.
Well played.
Come on with the cash machine call. Love the show. Hey. On show, Ray, I had a near miss slipping on a leaf there. Be safe out there, folks. Love the show. Hey. From Kieran and Cork. Yeah, a lot of leaves out there. And they're not the crunchy kind yet. Gotta be careful. Deadly. And Shane on show, I think Grania Shoiga is being quite harsh there. Ray with the past tense. This was Grania Shoiga.
You were great, Ray.
I think you're still great. Love the show. Hey. Cheers, Shane. Thanks. Thanks indeed. Do you want to do it to your members or do you want to do giving out? I can do giving out about... what's this business of leaving rubbish on the streets, like bags of rubbish?
That is fly tipping, yeah.
It's fly tipping.
Fly
is it?
Tipping, yeah.
I always think fly tipping is more like when there's a couch left or like there's a mattress and a couch and a lamp. Like, I think of it as more like furniture. That like, but big, like skip loads of, like, or a fridge. When you see an old fridge left, that's what I think is flight. That's what I regard as flight tipping.
But it's all illegal dumping, and I think flight tipping just is illegal dumping, right?
On Saturday morning, I was dropping my kids to swimming.
You were fly tipping your kids.
I was fly tipping my kids into a swimming pool. They do insist on you taking them back, though. Once the hours swimming classes, swimming lessons were over. And I noticed there's every, I don't know, 20, 50 yards on the main road up to swimming, there were bags of rubbish. And they were identical. All the bags were exactly the same. So whoever it was that it was leaving them, by the way, I'm talking like a long stretch, maybe 20 bags, like just like constantly, every few poles, every few light poles, there was a couple of bags, an identical black bin liner bags filled with, I don't know what was in it, I couldn't see. And I was absolutely fuming, Matt.
It's so ugly.
I was raging. It's like someone has come along now and put all those, and by the way, it wasn't bin day. It was like, there'd be wheelie bins out. This is just like bin bags of rubbish just being left. That's fly tipping, is it?
That's what fly tipping is, yeah.
There was no fridge or anything.
No mattress.
It was just the bags, these bags that someone had obviously gone out in a van and left them.
I hate that so
just
much.
Just left it and left it, pulled over and left it and left it. And eventually, I suppose, someone's going to, they're expecting someone to come along. And I was thinking this, I saw a documentary once, I don't know where I saw it, years ago, where they went through someone's, they went through one of these bin bags and they found clues, hints as to the identity of the people who left it. And I was genuinely, I was so mad. I was thinking, I'd do that for free.
You'd go through the bins?
I would love, I would say it's very rewarding, that job. Do we have them in Ireland? 0874 100 102. I tell them I'll sign up. I'll be a deputy. I'll be your sheriff. You can deputise me for rummaging through. That's the only thing, rummaging through other people's rubbish wouldn't be too keen on. But they're catching them then.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of it, sign me up. Because you'd be raging. 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
The councils have them.
With Care Plus.
Sing it, boys. Jonas Brothers and Waffle House. This is Today FM playing the music you love. Hello, Ray Foley in and on for your Tuesday afternoon. I talk about rubbish. Well, you know, we provide rubbish, radio rubbish, every day between 2:30 and 4, but even more offensive than our daily rubbish,
wow,
even more offensive than our daily dump, is dumping in the street, just like leaving rubbish. Actually, a few people have said it could be tidy towns. It's not, because one, the town isn't any tidier. This is like people, it might have been a community tidy up or whatever, or sweep together. And Ray, sometimes the volunteers get bin bags from their council, fill them up and then have them collected by the council next working day. Well, that was on Saturday morning and they're still there today. So they should be gone. Also, I can tell. It's a chancer. Used for leaves, etc. Could have been that. Love the show. Hey. A from Joanne. Ray, those bags of rubbish could be from a community clean-up. Usually volunteers at the weekends clean up and leave the bags to be picked up at intervals. Hopefully that's the case. Love the show. A from Sarah. Yeah, look at all you lovely people. All these lovely people involved in lovely initiatives rather than these. And this is the thing as well with fly tipping, or when you see rubbish. Actually, last week when we were working the early mornings, I saw one pillow from a couch and a couple of other bits, a bin bag and a couple of other bits of rubbish just left at a totally random junction.
Mm.
And again, you're like, this is why we can't have nice things.
I live in an apartment block. And we have communal bins that, in fairness, are emptied frequently.
His nostrils are flared now as he's telling this story.
Every time I go down to the bin, there might be half a couch or part of a kitchen. Not in the bin.
But it's not getting into the bin.
But beside the bin. So they think somebody else is going to take care of that problem.
Someone's going to put it in the bin.
I don't get too annoyed about it.
This is why we can't have nice things. Frank says, yes, we have the council people here who tracked. Oh, yes, this is a thing. I saw it on the telly years ago. This thing where they went through the bins, like the rubbish that was just left there, and they were able to track the people down based on. Or did you see that video on social of your man who was dumping a mattress in a ditch, and this fella pulls over and he says, "That's my land, you're dumping."
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
That was amazing.
Yeah, in the act.
That was amazing. Yes, we have council people here who track down the dumpers. They're very good folks who do and they do find the fly tippers, from Frank. Liz says, don't the county council do that, Ray? I've heard of people being caught. Dirty litter bugs, from Liz. Do they actually do the proper investigating? That would be, an incredibly rewarding job. I spent a summer working in London a few years ago. I was living in South London City, but like in the south of the city. And it was everywhere. Just rubbish, just abandoned. Street corners, just left. Nobody picking it up. Just fly tipping was everywhere. This is why we can't have nice things. Let me call my rubbish guy.
Okay.
He's not a rubbish guy, but he's a rubbish guy.
Okay. He's good people.
I'll put him on line two. This is, it's ringing.
It's ringing.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Stephen. Hello there, Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you, sir?
Not too bad at all, yourself?
I'm good. Am I on Bluetooth there? Have you got me on Bluetooth?
No, you're off now.
I'm off. I can hear you loud and clear. How are you? Stephen is the Managing Director of TEC Security. Is it TEC or Tech?
TEC Security.
What does TEC stand for?
Thurl Electrical Contracting in its day. A long time ago. 30 years ago.
You were on. Maybe it was your show that I saw, because you were on an RTE show in 2009 called The Enforcers. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. It was a six-part series on the work that the councils do and ourselves do and so on to catch illegal dumpers.
So when I'm driving past these bags and I'm fuming, I'm raging, and I'm thinking, I hope to God they catch them. What do you do? How do you track people down?
Well, our job is to deploy cameras, all types of cameras, covert and overt cameras, more so overt now because of the GDPR issues and stuff like that that we're trying to get a handle of. But we would capture the registration and the person coming up and the activities and what they're doing, and then supply the relevant local authorities with the information. They go forth then to look for the details of that person driving the vehicle and then send out the fine, and if they don't pay the fine, they go to court.
All right, because I had seen, that obviously is effective and probably the quickest way to do it. I'd seen something where you'd like go in and find, like, if there was a bill or if there were an Amazon delivery and their address might be on it and they might have overlooked it and put it in the bin.
Yeah, so I suppose the local authorities have the power to open up the rubbish, see if there's any information, I'm not going to give too much away, but information anyway about details of their households and so on. And that's legally binding, more so. It's brought to court then. Based on that evidence then, that the warden might choose to send out a fine based on the information. And if they don't pay again, they're going to end up in court,
Right.
So, and they do that on a regular basis, and that's not just in the countryside. That will be in, the greater Dublin area, or just, your South Dublins or your Wicklows or wherever may have it. It's countrywide.
Yeah, well, I saw that, and I was wondering, does it depend, do you work with all of the county councils?
We work with most of the councils, right. Yeah. We have been for the last 20 years. We've helped secure prosecutions on behalf. Well, I suppose we provided the evidence that secured
prosecutions,
and so on.
What kind of fines are people looking at for this kind of for fly tipping?
Anything. So there's two sort of sections. So there's one section is litter management fines. You could be fined up to maybe €1,000 or so for it. But if you're caught commercially dumping, you could be fined up to telephone numbers into the million. So it is quite serious. And the average fine would probably average around €500 to €600 if you end up in court. Standard litter fine would be €150.
Right.
But if you fail to pay, then you've got to pay the cost for the cleaning up, the cost for the court services, and also the fine and whatever the judge directs at you.
How did you get into this line of work?
By accident, I suppose. We did a lot of covert technology before, till fraud detection and so on.
Okay.
So it was just by chance that we worked with the council, and it was, we're going back decades now at this stage, and they'd asked us, do we have a solution for the combat illegal dumping? And we came up with a prototype that wasn't the most technological breakthrough application, but it gave us a path to develop and maintain. So we've over 300,000 to 400,000 people caught through our systems,
Can you tell us what the system is, or is it top secret?
It's not a top secret thing. It's basically CCTV, video analytics, down to the proper reporting structures and so on. It's down to the staff and how they are able to pinpoint the proper activities, or I suppose the wrong activities. And I'm obviously not going to tell you.
That's what I was thinking about as I was looking at these bin bags. I was like, what if people have seen the documentary that I saw and they're like, make sure there's no address, there's no way of tracking anybody down, don't put anything in the rubbish. And I suppose people are getting cute to that, are they?
I think what people need to get used to is that they need to stop dumping, And the technology is getting more advanced now, that it's going to come to a stage where it doesn't matter what steps you're going to be taking as an offender. If you dump rubbish, the technology is just getting better. You'll be caught.
Yeah, you will.
As simple as that.
Tell us about the GDPR then, and in terms
GDPR, of... GDPR, so I suppose the GDPR is a bit of a stumbling block at the moment. So it's basically a general protection data policy that's, you know, that prevents people's information from being taken, you know, like or being accessed without their permission. Yeah. And one of those permissions is probably the registration and the details of them. So there's a thing called the Secular Economy Bill that has been written into law, and so you heard the thing about the body cams, where the guards can use these body cams now.
Yeah.
They were waiting for the Secular Economy Bill to be passed. That has been passed. Now they're waiting for a code of conduct as far as the how these cameras can be used. In other words, special dispensation, special...
Well, this is it. I was just going to say, like, if you're not able to, you know, if you're not able to use a camera or to use someone's reg against them in when they're doing something illegal, then what's the whole point in having the process? Well, I suppose there should be dispensations made.
Exactly. That's going to change. That's going to change, okay. You know, within the next coming months. You know, it's just, it had to go through law. It was all brought down because of this GDPR and so on, okay. You know. I mean, and to be fair, like, most of the councils and local authorities that have been doing, you know, whatever scale of monitoring and stuff like that have passed nearly every data protection policy, you know, the standards going. So they have been doing that. So they're being guided now by this new legislation, okay. Which will help them. It'll help them more, believe it or not, to win a case.
So you'll be on top of it then. So you've worked out that wrinkle. And it must be hugely rewarding to catch someone, to actually finally nail them for...
Honestly, we go into areas where it's rampant with dumping. And the residents are complaining, and there's the general look of the area and so on. And this, our work, although we are paid for it, our work is rewarding because, you know, we see an impact. So when we go in there, we see an impact, and the council see an impact. They see an impact of the dropping of the dumping and the illegal, you know, the activities that's going on. And it's not just the dumping.
I was going to ask you, what was your biggest haul, or what was your biggest victory?
Biggest victory. Mm. Well, we have caught, I can't name them, but we have caught people that have commercially dumped, or, you know, fiberglass and stuff like that, which is a real toxic. Big health hazard, you know, and they have been fined big money in court, you know.
What kind of money?
Into the hundreds of thousands.
Jakers.
Wow. So that has gone through, you know. There's been a case years ago, many years ago, where there was cats being deposited into a bottle bank. I don't know if you ever remember that story.
Oh my
there
God.
Were kittens, and there was a lot of them there. It was six or seven kittens thrown into a bottle bank, and the bottles were going on top of them and all that. But we were able to track down how it was done and all that, and so forth. That was severe.
I was just saying, this is why we can't have nice things, but we can, as long as you're keeping an eye on people and catching people out. It's worth going. And are the videos, any of the videos from the enforcers on YouTube? I presume RTC will be sharing
with
it.
Yeah, you go to tecsecurity.ie or TEC YouTube, TEC Security, and you'll see an array of videos. There's a good few videos.
Nice one. Listen, Stephen, fascinating stuff. Thanks so much for taking the call, man.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Much loving your work. All the best.
Ray Foley.
Stephen Tyrrell there.
With Care Plus, not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a care.
Taylor Swift and Cruel Summer. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. It's a funny situation we're in now. Good afternoon, by the way. Ray Foley here. JP's over there.
Hello.
And a funny situation where when you've got a guest on hold and you're about to introduce them on air, they have to listen to the last song that was playing as if they're, and then you don't want them to get the impression that like you're a massive Taylor Swift fan, but they're listening and they're like, oh my God, this is a kind of a
Taylor. He was singing along to himself.
This is a kind of a Taylor Swift sort of a broadcast. I didn't realize I was signing up for that. I didn't realize it was one of those, oh dear. Okay, fine. Fair enough. But he's on the line at the moment, and I'm hearing the breathing, heavy breathing.
Hey, I'm here. Hello.
Oh, there he's there. Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm here.
Let's give him an intro. He's going to be here in March on the 2nd of March in the 3 Olympia for his live podcast show. It's called Richard Herring's Leicester Square Podcast. I'm trying to do the RHLSP, Rehearsable. At the same time, please give it up for Richard Herring joining us on the line.
Hey!
Hello, sir!
It's me.
Hello there.
Hello, how you doing?
How do you feel?
I love Taylor Swift as well, so there you go. Sorry.
That had to be my first question. You have a daughter. you have a young daughter, though, don't you? So that's
Yeah, so I get to hear this stuff a lot. Yeah, she's nearly 8 and a half, so yeah, so I do. She's more into Katy Perry than Taylor Swift at the moment, but I'm sure that'll switch.
A discerning 8 and a half-year-old. I've seen her on your Twitch. You're still twitching, right?
I am, yeah. Still, it was a sort of lockdown thing, but we've carried it on every now and again. So yeah, she kind of, crashes my puppet show, and is funnier than I am, unfortunately. But I only let her puppets appear. She's not allowed. I don't think she's actually allowed. I think you have to be 12 to appear on Twitch. So she's a ghost in the room.
Oh, she's off screen. All right. Yeah, okay, yeah. I understand. So she's not. Do you have boundaries in your house? Because mine want YouTube channels, and they want to go full viral now. They're only 9 and 11. Do you have?
Yes, she's the same. Right. We're trying to stop her doing that, but yeah, she wants to do a YouTube channel. I think she's a whole lot of trouble and a big rival comedically to me. But yeah, she's definitely she definitely got it. She found out that she liked the new Rolling Stones song, and when she found out how old they were, she started doing it as if she was on a Zimmer frame. It was very amusing. So she had no idea the Rolling Stones were so old when she heard the song on the radio.
You must be proud of that, though, are you, when you see that, those flourishes, those creative flourishes?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. That she's luckily, I've got two kids, and they're both, I mean, we probably encourage them to be, I probably encourage them to be silly and funny, but yeah, it's nice to see. But I think, anyway, she's very artistic, which I'm not, and she's very good at art, and we recently collaborated on a little thing for a charity thing that raised £129, and she's over the moon. So and when I say collaborated, she drew it and I coloured a bit of it in.
Yes, I know you had a large role. You were bigging up your role, certainly on the Twitch, in terms of the colouring in, and you were claiming a lot of responsibility on that. Tell us about the show when you're coming to Ireland next. Well, this is, we've seen, I don't know when it was. It was years ago. I first clicked on one of your videos of you know, those snippets that you share on your YouTube of a little moment when you're interviewing someone. And then, of course, YouTube has been serving me up regular snippets of you ever since. But could you explain for those of us for anyone who hasn't seen it?
Yeah, well, I've been doing this one for about 11 years. I started podcasting 16 years ago, so I was in there very early. And this one was just, the idea was just to sort of chat to another comedian, really, in a room with an audience and just see what came up. It's sort of become more of an interview most of the time, but at its best, I think it's when it's just me and whoever the guest is messing around. But it's just chatting about their career and then whatever else comes up. And then I've got these things called emergency questions, which send things off in an interesting direction because they're not things people have been asked before. No. And I think as a comedian, I know what comedians get asked all the time. So if I ask those things, I do it sarcastically, but I generally ask them things they haven't been asked. So yeah, it's been we've done like about 600 of them now, so it's been very successful. But it's lovely to bring it to Dublin. I did a show in Belfast there last week, and I think I might have done one in Belfast before, but I've obviously brought my stand up over there. But yeah, it's a huge venue in Dublin, so I hope people will come out to see it.
Yeah, this is in the Three Olympia, a beautiful spot, absolutely incredible venue. When you say you started podcasting, and this form of podcasting, interviewing, because of course it has become, you know, comedians talking to other comedians has sort of become a genre of its own, or a huge part of podcasting. What do you make of that happening, you know, sort of on your watch, and you being, you know, one of the people that started it?
I mean, it's great. It's great that it's happened. I think it's become like, it's sort of become the same as what it replaced, really. When it started, it was a bit more punk rock, and it was a bit like, we've got the means of production now, we can do anything we want to do. And I did more stuff, things than just the interview show, but you know, but it's great to see more people doing it. But I think also it's become a bit more professional, and there are gatekeepers again now in terms of different companies that make them. But you can still get out there and give it a go, and that's what I love about it. And you can have a crazy idea. You know, I do the puppet show as an audio podcast, even though ventriloquism as an audio thing is not necessarily the greatest idea. But and I play myself at snooker, so you can do really odd things as well as these. But yeah, like, a lot of the young comedians have really found a niche and created something really successful that's found its audience, and then they're bringing in proper money. And I think what's interesting now, which obviously when I started there was no money in it at all, and I wasn't interested in making money from it, so it's nice that I now am. But we're taking the money we're making and putting it into other stuff, so you get to do the things that you were hoping to do that you couldn't do or that took too long to do. And I think a lot of the young comedians will have that as well, where they're making a few thousand pounds a month and they can go, hey, let's make that sitcom or let's make that film we wanted to make. So I think all that's very exciting. And I think most, each podcast finds its own audience. But if you're starting up, you've got to be prepared to, like, just keep hammering away.
Yeah, and consistency.
If you're not a big name. And
keep making it. Yeah, yeah. You've done, like you say, you've done a million. You've interviewed a million, not just comedians necessarily, but, like, loads of people in the arts and lots of different performers, but primarily comedians. In our experience, we went to Edinburgh once and interviewed a dozen comedians. And over the course of the 3 days we were there, we were like, we are never interviewing a comedian ever again.
Well, that's the worst place to interview comedians, because they'll all be very depressed and overworked and stressed out. So I think I create a nice atmosphere where, and I think the audience does as well. Obviously, a lot of these interview podcasts happen in a studio and are just radio shows, really. Mm. But I always wanted this to be live. And during lockdown, it wasn't. But apart from that, the audience is such a big part of it, and it creates such a great, good atmosphere in the room. I get a really lovely audience. My audience, other comedians, are very jealous of them because they listen and they laugh, but they don't laugh at everything. They're not cheap. They won't laugh at everything. But also, I think there's some of the big moments has been down to the electricity in the theatre, and that opens the guest up as well. And we've had some big revelations that aren't jokes. Over the years, but I think a lot of that's down to the audience. So it's great to be able to, obviously we mainly did it in London, but it's great to be able to take it on the road and take it to the audience who've been, who've been very loyal to it. And the audience absolutely make this whole thing, this whole experience, really, because when it started, it was all about who the people listening at home, and they'd chip in a quid every now and again if we needed some money to make something. Mm-hmm. It very much feels it belongs to the audience as well as to me and whoever's on it. So, it's great to be able to take it out and meet some of those audience.
Yeah, there's a lot. Dave has messages. I loved Richard when he appeared on Taskmaster and Mortimer and Whitehouse Gone Fishing. Loads of love. And podcast, particularly fans of the podcast as well. I suppose this is always, regardless of what you're doing, you're always working on the podcast. It's always simmering along in the background. You're always going to be working towards your next show. And
Mark, well, it's really taken over, at the moment. I'm actually going to do a stand-up show. The good thing about doing this tour is I'll have a lot of it in the bank, so I can do it. I'm going to do a stand-up tour almost off the back of this, so it'd be nice to get back into stand-up. But yeah, I've managed to do both, but it becomes difficult because it's doing so well as well that it's hard to go, oh no, I'm going to step away from that, and you can keep that money.
There's probably a multitude of different answers you could give. Who is your favorite, maybe unexpected surprise, oh my god, that was fantastic, and then who would have been one of your heroes that you've interviewed?
My hero was Michael Palin, and he was absolutely everything you would hope from him as well. You worry when you meet these people that they're going to let you down or not be as great as you think they are, but he was sort of better than you would think he would be. But I thought I might cry, he means so much to me that I kind of thought, I'm not sure I'm going to hold this together. But everyone knew it meant such a big deal to me. So again, you get that lovely atmosphere. Loads of people have turned out to be just, fantastic, really good. I mean, the Brian Blessed one, I guess I expected it, but it was just this. It was basically, I didn't need to be there, really, though. I did manage to get the biggest laugh with a well-timed interjection, but it was very hard to get into. But that, it was like witnessing just an amazing, coup de theatre kind of thing. It just felt like this is a complete one-off. But yeah, there's so many people. I love Bob Mortimer keeps on coming back on, and I love Bob so much. And so if you make Bob Mortimer really laugh, it is one of the just nicest feelings in the world as a comedian.
You don't know who you're going to have on the 2nd of March. You're going to surprise us.
I've got a name, but it hasn't been confirmed. It's really good. It's one of your very, very top comedians.
It's Tommy Tiernan. Is it Tommy Tiernan?
I can't say who it is.
Paddy Keelty or Tommy Tiernan?
I cannot confirm or deny that, but it's the last email I had from whoever it was about a month ago, and they were just checking how much they got paid.
So it's going to be budget. We'll find out closer to the date, and we'll know whether or not the budget fit or not.
But I think whoever this mystery person is, whose name may or may not be mentioned, hopefully they'll be doing it. And if so, you know, Tommy was a guest on the Edinburgh ones and was fantastic. So if it is Tommy, it's going to be an absolutely terrific night.
I actually don't know anything. I'm saying Tommy as a guest, but I actually don't know. So, but as soon as I do know, I will also say it on your behalf. We're so looking forward to seeing you live in the Three Olympia.
I can't wait.
It's the 2nd of March 2024. Tickets are on sale now at the usual outlets, ticketmaster.ie. Richard Herring and Richard Herring's Leicester Square podcast. Thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Thank you, mate. Have all the best. Have a good night.
Much obliged. All the best. Bye, 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 bye. I'm going to play some more Taylor Swift now for Richard.
As he would have wanted, yes.
He's got. I kept him way longer than he actually had expected. So thanks, Richard, for joining us. Tickets are on ticketmaster.ie. The date is the 2nd of March, 2024. We'll put our money in Tommy Turner, will we?
Yeah.
This is Today FM with Kylie. Girls Aloud, Jump For Me Love. This is Today FM. Playing the music you love. Good afternoon. Ray Foley. In the that ends very suddenly. Very disappointing.
Good grief, girls not allowed,
what
Ray.
There, girls gone silent. More like, how you doing? A very good afternoon. It's Ray here.
Great to be here in the afternoon with you guys. Hope you keep them well.
A bit of afternoon crack and chat this afternoon for you. Here we go. Why does it? And there it is. Why?
Cool.
Why the sudden sharp end on that, lads?
Interesting production choice on that one.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Now, we could just move on with the show.
Absolutely. Not on your Nelly.
I don't have a Nelly.
Absolutely. Do you know what? Your Nelly would be outraged if we were to just let that go. So on that basis, this is Today FM. Play the music you love. Girls Aloud and Jump. If you're jumping around, if you're jumping up and down in a rage because we prematurely ended that track, well, in that case, you've come to the right spot.
It was a premature ejection.
I'm gonna make it all better by playing 3.5 minutes of a loop of the outro.
Tune back in 2 minutes.
Come on, let's do the cash machine. Over 90,000 euro for you. Here we go. Answer the phone. Answer the phone. It's been rolling over since last Monday. And with over 90k on the line, this is, well, in fairness, none of these calls are calls you would have wanted to miss, but as we're over 90,000 euro, it could be you were calling now. So take the phone off silent. Answer within 5 rings and give us the exact amount and it's all yours. Barry's making that call. Let's go.
Thanks, Ray.
You're welcome. One. Good luck, Barry.
2 rings. 3 rings.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Barry Dunn phoning. Can you take a cash machine call?
I can't.
I'm so glad you answered because nobody's been talking to us for a while. Who are we talking to?
You're talking to Graham.
Graham, how are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I am surviving, thank you. What part of the world are you in?
I'm over in Kilcock. I'm just in a school just now, working at primary school.
So you're a Scottish man who works in a school. Has anybody ever made a Simpsons reference to you?
Yes. Constantly.
Groundskeeper Graham.
Years though.
Do you know what? I can't believe we haven't had a winner in a week here, Graham. Have you been listening?
I've been listening every single day and I keep entering.
It's so frustrating, isn't it, when you hear those ringtones just ring out?
It is, absolutely. But I'm thinking, why are people not answering?
Okay, well, you've answered, and I don't want to jinx this here, Graham, but how do you feel about becoming our 100th winner of the cash machine this year?
I'd be a very happy man, I must admit.
All right. There's a few bob on the line here this afternoon, Graham. When did you enter?
I've entered a few times, but I started last Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, I'm hoping it's the up-to-date one you have here for me.
I hope so too.
Do you want to give it a shot?
90,763.89.
You've heard other people win the cash machine, Graham, but until now, it hasn't happened for you.
No, even much as I've tried, constantly.
When did you make a note of that, Graham, that cash amount?
I did that this morning.
Just as well, Graham. Congratulations, it's paid off.
Oh, my God. Oh, God. You're joking.
Graham, you have become our 100th winner of the year. I'm sure you don't care too much about that, but it's nice for us. More importantly, you've won some serious money from the cash machine.
Wow, I'm just gobsmacked. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm over the moon. It's unbelievable. You're joking me. Wow.
We're 100% serious, Graham. At the moment, the entire country is tuned in to you. Winning the money. God. I think they're going to be very happy for you. And come here. It's a lot of money, Graham. Maria, who won last week, was all about a new kitchen. You've got more than €90,000 to play with. So,
oh my God,
where do you even begin?
I'm trying to go away for a few days in the October school break, so that'll help to start with.
Do you have somebody in your life that will help you spend that money?
Oh, she'll have it all spent already.
Okay, you have emptied out the cash machine, and will I tell you how much money you've won all over again?
Please.
Just because it sounds so lovely on the radio, it really does. €90,763.89 is yours, Graham, and we're so happy for you.
Wow, thank you so much. It's unbelievable.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. Get the new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Congratulations to our Graham,
winning himself €90,000 on the air this afternoon, and a new cash total after 4:30. Talking in my sleep at night. Dua Lipa, New Rules, this is Today FM, playing the music you love. A very good afternoon, it's Ray Foley and love.
You appear to have a poultry infestation.
No, do you know what that is?
What's that?
It's the chickens coming home to roost. So that is. Chickens are coming home to roost now, lads. Chickens? Come on, Chuck. Here, Chuck. Chuck, Chuck, Chuck. Here, Chuck. Chuck, 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 chuck. Chuck, 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 chuck. Chicken's coming home to roost. Delighted.
What are you
saying? Look at this face. Delighted face. What? This is Patrick Kielty in the news this morning. Patrick Kielty's Late Late Show figures down again as viewers tune out in their thousands.
What's that? Was that chuck? That's the chickens coming home to roost, Kielty.
Because they didn't give me the job. Because they didn't give me the Late Late Show.
Mm.
Thousands of people turning off the Late Late. Patrick Kielty's Late Late Show hot seat is cooling considerably, with viewers tuning out in their thousands. Last Friday's third episode with the new host drew in an average audience of 486,000 listeners.
Shut up, chickens.
Coming home to roost.
A shade under 500,000. What a shame.
486,000.
Yeah.
Well, last week he had 548,000. And in his first week, he'd 934,000.
Right. So in a hypothetical alternative
universe,
he's
at nearly half now.
Right, yeah. You're saying you would have retained all those listeners.
He is at half, is he? Is that what it is? 486. He was at 934 in his first week.
Just over half.
Yeah. I'd say he's worried now, isn't he? Chickens. Yeah. He's coming home to roost there, you see.
How long is the term of his contract? Because you're going to be doing this for as long as he's in
every
that seat.
Single goddamn week for the next 2 years. To his credit, I think he's still getting in more than Tuberty. This is third week. Also, this is surely baked into their equations that, like, he will do, as long as he maintains and retains a big audience on a Friday night, this should be about normal.
Well, it's interesting you say that, Ray, because since we've been on for the last year and a half, we started at a number.
Yeah.
And our trajectory has been upwards rather than downwards. I'm just saying that's
we've
like
only quiet. Added. We've Facts. Only. It's worth a Backhurst, if you're listening, pick up the phone.
They're coming home. They're coming. Come on in.
Ray Foley. With Care Plus, providing home care for the people you love the most. Careplus.ie.
No. I know I look bitter, right? I know
yes,
I look.
You do.
I know I look.
You
bitter.
Also sound bitter.
I sound and look bitter, and
everything you're doing.
I come across as negative and bitter and not happy with the entire situation. But know this: Ryan Tuberty feels worse.
Love rock music.
Brian Adams and Mel C, Today FM. Play the music you love when you're gone. it only Tuesday? I can't believe it's only Tuesday.
It's sicker, isn't it? Yeah, two-fifths the way through the week.
Oh my God, it's sicker. I've got a lovely prize to give away every day this week. It's all with thanks to the Middleton Distillery Experience. It's the heart and soul of Irish whiskey, home to the likes of Jameson, Redbreast, or Red Bray. And Middleton.
It's not that, actually.
What?
It's just Redbreast.
Okay. And Middleton, very rare. I'm just trying to spice up the read of the prize giveaway details.
I think they'd like if they were, their brands were recognisably their brands.
Okay, so Jameson, Redbreast, and Middleton, very rare. That's three of them. The other four, you'll have to go along to the Middleton Distillery Experience and find out what they are for yourself.
Nice.
Do you know, there could be one there called Red Bray, and you wouldn't know. The Middleton Distillery Experience is open again. They've had a major refurbishment, so they're open for business. You can go out and check out there. They've got their new cafe there. They've got the tour. The tour is supposed to be sensational. And our daily prize, we've got a behind-the-scenes tour for you and four friends, lunch at the new Malthouse Cafe, and a €500 gift card, a gift card to spend on experiences, bottles, or merchandise. And they've got a cocktail making class there as well. Oh, fantastic. Shop, bar, cafe, the whole nine yards. Do you want to get into it?
Well, I can't enter, but you can at home.
We're doing, because it's a distillery, right? We're taking something and we're distilling it down to its purest form. We're distilling it down to the bare minimum. We're distilling it to its essence. We're going to do our distillery game again on the radio. But we're going to have a qualifying distillation first. Here's your distillation question. You're right.
Yeah.
It's a TV show. And to distill it down, the least I can tell you about it is stressed out Londoners.
Oof.
Stressed out Londoners. How's that for you?
I think I've got it.
If you know what the TV show is, 0874 100 102. Text, this is for over 18s, by the way. Text your name and where you're from and your answer. 0874 100 102.
Ray Foley.
And we're playing a few minutes.
With Care Plus. Not all careers in care are the same. The best starts with a K. Careplus.ie.
I was bang on time for the news. Now I'm a minute late. It's ridiculous. That's just explaining there.
It's a slightly slow read, Ray.
Stay with us. I'll play Harry Styles next.
Am I really me, Damien? Me face right.
Rima and Selena Gomez, calm down. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. The song is only 3 minutes and 53 seconds long.
Oh.
Would you believe that?
Should be longer.
It feels longer. 3 minutes 53. That's all.
Yeah.
I feel like I was here since 2021. It's one of those songs that just doesn't do anything. Just the same thing again.
It's just good the whole way through. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's just brilliant the whole way through.
Yeah, it's all beak, no drop.
Yeah. Hello there, Ireland. Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Good afternoon.
You see, the Middleton Distillery Experience is the heart and soul of Irish whiskey, home to the likes of Jameson, Redbreast and Middleton, very rare. And they've had a massive refurbishment at the Middleton Distillery Experience open again. And it includes new look whiskey tours, including cocktail making classes. And it features a new shop, bar and cafe. We're distilling famous things down. So we've distilled down a TV show. And we said, it's a TV show. And the clue is stressed out Londoners.
Yeah.
A lot of people got it right. Some of the wrong answers include Top Boy.
That makes sense.
Well, they are stressed out Londoners. Yeah, it applies. But it's like, what is the most famous show about stressed out Londoners? It's not Top Boy. Someone else said Motherland.
I've never seen that.
It's a good show. Horgan.
I'm going to need more than that. Sharon Horgan.
Clapping my hands. Horgan. Horgan.
Sharon. Yeah.
Sharon Horgan wrote it. Very funny. Made in Chelsea, says someone. We've had The Office and Spaced also suggest.
Is The Office set in London? I don't think it is.
Is it Slough?
Yes, it is.
Thank you very much. That's why I get paid the genius money.
Okay. None of those answers were what we have on our sheet.
Gotta have what's on the sheet, guys. Yep. Guys, cop on.
It's ringing.
Who's this?
Karina.
Karina Karenina.
Limerick. That's Limerick.
Hello.
Hello, Karina.
Yes.
In Limerick.
Yes, that's
me. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
I'm good. What are you up to today?
I just arrived home now after work.
You're only in the door.
Yes.
In the door.
What do you work at?
So I work for a medical devices company.
Okay. Can you tell us which one?
I suppose Cook Medical.
Cook's Medical.
Cook Medical, yeah. So we're not chefs. We're medical devices.
Sorry.
Oh, too many cooks spoil the broth, as they say.
Yeah, a bit like that. Yeah.
Well, you're not making broth, you're making medical devices. This is, I mean, that's a fundamental error there, Corinne. Yeah. Come here. We're distilling today on the radio. It's great crack, right? You're obligated to agree, okay?
Sure.
Yeah. That was fine. I'll take it.
Yeah, it was conversational. I like it.
The TV show that we've distilled down is Stressed Out Londoners. Can you tell us what the show is?
EastEnders?
Yeah. Right.
You're in the door.
That's our qualifier. You got it. It's EastEnders. Right. So you got to get three more of them and I'll give you this fantastic prize. All with thanks to the Middleton Distillery Experience. You and four of your friends will go along for the tour, lunch at the new Malthouse Cafe and a €500 gift card to spend there. Are you ready, madam?
I'm doing my best.
Okay. Before we do this, is there anyone you'd like to say hello to either in Cook or in your wider life?
I suppose just my partner, Paul. He's probably listening to the radio somewhere there.
Hey, Polly, she's on the radio.
Do you think Paul will be confident that you'll get the next three things right, Karina?
Oh, I don't know. He might be 50-50. Right. So we'll try and prove him wrong, isn't that it?
I think you need to leave him. He needs to have confidence
in
you.
He needs to be your biggest champion.
He needs to believe in you.
Yeah.
You need to be his hero.
The cracks are shown, guys.
It's all right.
He's down somewhere in his small toes.
It was just a small question we were asking and all of a sudden it's all the can of worms spilling out on the national airwaves. Paul, it's okay. Right, here we go. You ready?
Okay.
Question one here. We're distilling down another TV show. You ready?
Okay.
TV show is Nordy Comedian Has the Chats.
Nordy Comedian Has the Chats.
Hmm.
The Late Late Show?
It is.
Oh, well done.
John. Nordy Comedian Has the Chats with mostly other Nordy guests.
So bitter, but not bitter at all.
See, it's down again since the viewers are down again. Here we go. It's a movie, this one. Ready?
Okay.
It's The Bible in Space.
I think that's difficult.
Yeah, that's difficult.
The Bible in Space. Think about the Bible. Think about like the Messiah, second coming. Only one can save us all.
True hero, yeah.
The chosen one.
In space.
And it's in space then, like in a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away.
Haven't a notion.
A heavy breathing father dressed all in black. That's not in the Bible. That's in the movie though.
He'd be like a devil character.
And they're fighting each other with swords, with laser swords.
And good will overcome evil. The dark side.
Men in Black?
No. It's not Men in Black. I'm going to have to mark you down.
I'm with Paul in this one.
It's Star Wars.
Paul's like, what?
Karina, it's Star Wars. Any of the Star Warses. Right, come on.
Cop on, guys. To win it all now. Just to save yourself.
Here we go. It's a song.
Respect the quiz. Okay. Come on, guys.
It's a song. Aussie singer has an earworm.
Could you repeat that, sorry?
I can. And I can repeat it only once, Karina.
Okay.
Aussie singer has an earworm. An Australian singer with an earworm.
Something round in your brain there.
So do you know what an earworm is, yeah?
Do you know what an Australian singer is?
Kylie?
Kylie, go on.
Yeah.
What? No, Kylie. Yeah.
And what song?
What song?
Badan.
No, go for the other one. She has an earworm. It's like it's something that she just can't get out of her head.
Stuck in her skull, yeah.
Can't get you out of her head.
Thoughts and prayers to poor Paul listening this afternoon. Yeah. He has to live with her, though, in fairness. Do you know what I mean?
But you do seem lovely, though.
He's only delighted, isn't that
it? Yeah, he's blessed. And come here, you and Paul and three of your mates, you can go along to the Middleton Distillery Experience where they've got Jemison, Redbreast, Middleton, very rare, and loads more. Enjoy the tour. We look after you there. Thanks so much for taking the call.
And Ray.
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, Karina. Have a lovely week. Enjoy Middleton. Right. Hanson Mbop on Today FM. Calvin Harris and Wrecking Ball Man and Giants. Today FM playing the music you love. And guys, that's our little show.
That's a little show for you.
There's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
I know.
Yeah, we didn't get... Just get over it, will you? We didn't get to do Semolina Gomez. Yeah, where Selena Gomez tells us why semolina is her favourite dessert. She loves it with a little bit of cream and strawberry jam. A dollop in the middle. We didn't get to do Can't Get You Out of My Shed. Where Kylie Minogue tells us about the time she had to employ the services of an eviction enforcement officer because squatters had invaded her garden shed down at the back end of the lawn. And we didn't get to do McFly tipping, where Tom... Is it Dougie or Doogie?
I say Dougie.
Dougie?
Yeah.
Where Tom, Dougie, Danny and Harry from McFly reveal they once got done for fly tipping thousands of unsold copies of their most recent album, Power to Play, in McFly tipping. One of my big faves, that was. All right, stay on today FM. Matt Cooper's on the way next. Have a lovely evening. Talk tomorrow.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.